CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A hold and secure at Chesley District Community School was in place for most of the afternoon. It was put in place over the lunch hour while police investigated a robbery nearby. The Bluewater District School Board said all students and staff were safe and the hold and secure was lifted just before 3 p.m. Canada experienced its highest annual population growth rate in over six decades. Statistics Canada says the growth rate last year was 3.2%, which is the fastest since 1957, when it reached 3.3%. The surge brought the country's population to just over 40 million as of January 1st, marking an increase of 1.2 million people compared to the beginning of 2023. However, Stats Canada attributed most of the growth to temporary immigration over the past year, and without that, the population growth rate would have been 1.2%. The Bank of Canada says the country is facing a productivity emergency compared to its G7 counterparts.
Senior Deputy Governor Carolyn Rogers says this is becoming an urgent issue, highlighting that an economy with low productivity can lead to inflation. Canada's productivity has declined significantly, down from 88% of the productivity level of the United States in 1984, compared to 71% in 2022. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Adam Bell.
Recent incidents of mischief in Markdale have Grey Bruce OPP reaching out to the public for video surveillance footage. The incidents happened last night and into this morning, involving spray painting vehicles, garage doors, and 10 residences. Affected areas include Lawler Drive, Edith Avenue, Stonebrook Way, George Street, and Main Street East in Markdale. Police are urging anyone with surveillance footage in those areas to give them a call. The Wingaman District Hospital Foundation has received more funding toward its Caring Together campaign. Our Ryan Drury reports.
A donation of over $85,000 has been received by the Hospital Foundation, courtesy the Leland and Thora Vance Fund. The Vance Fund is held by Waterloo Region Community Foundation and overseen by a committee of prominent local community members who determine the disbursement of the funds, which were specifically left by the Vances to benefit the town of Wingham. The Caring Together campaign aims to bring a CT scanner to Wingham, which would vastly improve local access to critical services. You can find out more or donate to the Caring Together campaign by visiting wdhfoundation.ca/ct-campaign. The $2.5 million campaign is sitting at $1.7 million raised so far. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Ryan Drury.
For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe says he does not expect Mitch Marner back this week. The Leafs are at home against the Washington Capitals tomorrow night. Marner has been out since March 7th. In the GOJHL, Stratford Warriors looking to book their tickets to the Midwestern Conference Final. They're up 3-0 and in Elmira against the Sugar Kings for Game 4 at 7:15. Game 4 of the Listowel Cyclones against the Air Centennials is tomorrow night. Listen live on AM920 CKNX. And Ontario's Gaming Commission confirms that it is monitoring the NBA's investigation of Raptors Jonte Porter. The NBA confirmed it is investigating Porter after irregularities in bets surrounding his performances at two recent Raps games. Toronto is at home tonight against the Knicks, tip-off at 7:30. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Cloudy tonight with the chance of showers or flurries and a low of -4. Starting off cloudy tomorrow, but clearing late in the morning, high 7 degrees. For Friday, partly sunny with a high of +4 and a mix of sun and cloud on the way for Saturday, high near 7. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 8.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.